Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
I'm your guy, CG.
And today we have John Koppel.
Yo, yo, how we doing, guys?
John Koppel, what's up, bro?
I'm so excited.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, bro.
Yeah.
You're a busy guy.
You guys are busy, too. Like, yesterday, I had the memories pop up. I think, like, 2021 and 2022, or maybe it was 22 and 23, whatever it was, but it was like the anniversary of two times I was on your podcast, like the same day, consecutive years. And I'm
Hell
like,
yeah.
Oh, I miss those fuckers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so obviously one of our favorite guests because we have you on the most.
Is that the same thing though? To be most favorite?
Of course.
Most
Why frequent? Would we have you on all the time?
Oh. I understand what he means. It's like if other people just declined. You know what I mean? Like he says yes. I understand what he means. It doesn't have to be, but in this case, it is.
What is that?
No. I take the compliment and I appreciate it, but I guess what I'm saying is, am I most favorite to the amongst the favorite of the hosts? Or is it popular demand? Like, do your guests actually like it? I don't know.
Our fans always write in, when's John Koppel coming on next?
That's not nice. Necessarily true, but the numbers are good.
Oh, the numbers are good.
But they're also good with other people. So we choose you because you're our favorite.
How are you going to tell him the numbers are good, and then but they're also good with other people? That means he's no better than
I'm
anyone
being
else.
Honest.
He's basically saying no better. You said like, no, you're really good, but everybody's just as good.
I didn't need this level of honesty, Kate.
Why would
you
say that?
Some episodes definitely have more listens than others, but we
and they're not necessarily ones with John Koppel on them. But you do seem to be available.
No, it's not because you're available. People are available. You know, I'm going to look, you're a great guest, but I definitely think you're CG's number one guest of all time.
That's my CG's man, man, from growing up.
That's my guy.
It's just easy.
So, you know, my kids will say things like, you know, you always tell me to tell the truth. And I always think, like, when the fuck did I tell you to tell the truth? Like, I don't even remember saying that. And it's like, I'm like, you
sound
don't need
like
to
something
tell.
You would say as a dad.
No, not at all. And then I'm like, you don't need to tell all of the truth. And I feel like that was a moment, Kate, where, like, as a dad, I want to tell you, you laid too much truth on me. I wasn't ready for that degree of
No, I think you started out great when you know yeah. told them the numbers were good. And then you straight fucked up when you told them the numbers are always good.
Oh.
No matter who.
Yeah. This is
John, honor. You're like both CGs and I, like really close friend. You know what I mean? And that's like a rare thing from growing up as well. So it's like, you know, it's just, yeah, it's like he said, it's easy, but not in like a bad way. It's like, there's a comfort. There's a humor that just comes through effortlessly.
Thank you.
And I'm being truthful.
And you have the skills to just wild out with us, where like most adults, you know, who care about themselves and have pride in themselves and their families can't.
Yeah, I have none of that. I don't have that. I'm not encumbered by that bullshit. Not at all. Right before I got on, I yelled at my kid to get off her phone call with her friend. I was like, you be quiet. I'm going to be on a podcast. She's like, oh, my bad. Yeah, I was like, listen to me talk craziness with my friends.
Will they hear it through the walls?
Yeah, I'm upstairs in my loft bedroom that has no door.
Your loft bedroom's awesome, though, dude. Don't front. Like, there's a staircase up to it with no door.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
that's an issue,
it's
though.
Dope as shit.
It's beautiful and it's dope, but, like, when it comes to love making, that's because your kids might hear that, so I did it a little lower.
No, I'm wearing headphones.
Oh, so we can
so they can only hear me.
I should have seen.
Yeah. So if they hear any speaking of love making, they thought I brought it up, and they're like, "Dad's out of his mind."
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So when it comes to love making, it's not great because you probably have to be quiet so your kids don't know that you're giving it to mommy.
I feel like I need to take a video tour of my house now because it sounds like a white trash house.
No, it doesn't.
We don't have doors.
Your background is
you did
is
make
sick.
It sound like that, but it's a mad rich house.
So you know what is also kind of trash? I woke up this morning and looked across the street. My neighbor put up, it's not even fair to call it a sign. It's like a goddamn billboard, a 2024 Trump billboard on their front yard. It's gigantic. Like you can see it from a half mile away. It is so huge. It's wild. My kids like went out with their little phones and took pictures because they're like, look at that. And I'm like, guys, be cool. Because anyone
Trump
that puts a sign that
bold.
Big
yeah.
is dying to fight with us about it. And I'm like, like they
that's just saying, like,
got a problem with my sign? Like, no, bro, your sign is the shit. We love it.
But see, I feel like signs should be illegal. Like, I know it's your property, but you're projecting that sign to all these other properties that have to read it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is still, you know, it's not just like putting up a doghouse. Doghouse is a bad example.
So there was a story, I forget if this was in Florida, but this was a lot of fun, where a neighbor was forced to erect some kind of wall to so that their neighbor across the street wouldn't have to look at their ugly ass boat all the time. So they put up a wall.
The court forced them to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. So he put up something, either like a garage door or whatever he did, and he painted it. He had it painted to be his ugly boat so they would still be staring at it. And it's like, it's a beautiful painting that looks exactly like the boat. It's the most petty shit you've ever seen. It's wonderful.
That's awesome, because like that guy didn't lose, really.
No.
You know
no,
what I mean? Like
he
lost,
won.
But like they lost too. Like he wasn't letting them win.
No.
He lost some money because he had to get an expert mural painter and a whole fence. So he did lose some cash, but no respect.
No, he was gonna lose the cash anyway. Right? Not the cash for painting the picture, but he was gonna lose a lot of cash anyway to build the wall. So like he might as well have said, fuck you.
Exactly. That's a good rich man, poor man right there. If you're obsessed with your boat, I feel like middle class people don't go all in on their boat like that. That's for rich dudes and not so rich dudes at all.
Now, Koppel, your room reminds me of my room in college. Me and my friend shared the upstairs, and you know, there's a staircase coming up. We had a door. So I don't want to rub that in. But when we did, we had one real sketch roommate, and we didn't know he was real sketch till he lived with a sophomore year. And we were going to do shrooms, but we didn't want him to be able to get upstairs. So we bought a lock and we installed a lock on the door. We're like college kids. We don't even know how to do it, but we're like, this will be worth it. Like, let's go to Home Depot right now. Like, we already had the shrooms before we did the shrooms. Bang, we installed the lock. He couldn't get up. But you know what was more disheartening? When you're tripping on shrooms and somebody's like slamming on a door because they want to come in.
And well, first of all, lock yourself into a room while you're tripping balls is kind of crazy. Like, that was your plan. Like,
No, but it was a great room. It
ourselves
had here. It had our bong. It had a mini fridge with beers in it. I guess that's not everything. It didn't have a bathroom. We still had to go out to the door to use the bathroom. But like, it had a lot. It had a lot of comforts.
Yeah.
Actually, now that you mention it, after a couple beers, you have to pick. The lock, it wasn't great because we still had to go out a lot. But it was funny.
I really miss that degree of friendship. I have wonderful friends now. I think I've got the best friends anybody could ask for. So I think the problem is with me, not with them. But I don't think I've got any friends. I'm like, you know what I need to do? Lock myself in a room with this person and just, I don't want anybody else getting in. And we've got no reason.
No. It was the rest of the house. There was five people who lived in the house. The four of us were gonna do shroom. This was the party room anyway. It was like a huge, you know, it was a huge room upstairs. I had the little cubby off to the side where I slept in. But then Joe's room was huge and it had like the TV. It's where we hung out. And
did
so,
you pay less than Joey?
What's that?
Sleeping in your little cubby. Did you pay less?
No, we paid the same. But since when we walked into the house, he was like, I got this room. I wasn't good at that. Like, people did dibs, and like, I wasn't good at that. I was always real slow at dibs. Like, if somebody did shotgun, like, I always lost, and I was fucking huge in the back seat.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
This shouldn't be a fucking thing.
It's not like an Airbnb where somebody called dibs before you. It's like, oh, my room's not as good for the next 3 days. Like, you're living there for a year-long lease in the shit room. You should pay like $50 less a month. That's just seems like common sense.
Well, guess what? In college, I didn't know that yet. And it was my parents' money. I didn't give a fuck.
Nice.
I mean, nice. Yeah.
Okay, guys.
I wasn't like nickel and diamond for my parents to get some money back.
I see what you're saying. Like, my college roommates were all Jews. Is that what you're saying? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Definitely. If I was like a college kid on scholarship and like, my parents were scraping to make ends meet and I had to do a summer job to pay for my like food, you know, for the year, then yeah, you're right. But it just wasn't like that at the time.
Okay. Well, there's also the pride thing of it. Like, if your parents came to visit and you're like, wait a second, we pay as much as this guy pays with his gorgeous master bedroom.
Oh, it was still a piece of shit, but it was like just much bigger.
Okay, like, guys, we're moving on to the first topic.
Baby, damn it. Wait, right. There was something else. Damn it.
All right.
I had something else.
All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Kate? Also, he was a lot smaller than me. So I felt like if he called dibs and then I was like, no dibs, like it would be like a bully thing. Like he turned into a bully thing. People did that to me a lot back then. And I'd be like, I'm not being a bully. This is just real. And they'd be like, you're all big. You're trying to intimidate me. And I'm like, damn it. You know, so they'd get me with that one too. So I just took the little room like a pussy.
Wow, your friends didn't have any pride at all.
All right, because he's ready for the next topic.
Because you're big and scary. You'd be like, why are you being such a bitch right now? All right, yeah, let's go, Kate.
Kate called us pussies.
I know.
That was pretty cool.
She's good because she's going to sleep in a half hour. We got to keep it moving.
I do love an early bedtime. So, cool or not cool, having an out-of-town guest at your house?
Yeah, so I brought this up because my mom came in from Florida. And this is the thing. I am at a point in my life where I realize I'm a guest much more often than I'm a host anymore. And then I also had the realization that hosting people sucks at this point in your life. It's so hard. You've got your family to navigate. You know, I have a kid that got sick. We've got other plans, and then you've got someone that you need to make them think that they're not a pain in the ass. Of course they are. And that, like, no, this is cool. No, I wanted to do, what did you say on Saturday? The farmer's market? Perfect. Like, you have to do their dumb shit. And it's so inconvenient. And
did you have to go to a farmer's market?
No, I actually didn't even have my mom stay with me, and I felt guilty the whole time because my kid got sick. Yeah, but also,
what did she do? How did she change her plans last minute?
She stayed with my brother and she hated it. She hated every second of it.
I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
No, he definitely doesn't.
No one in my family.
He's a doctor. He doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, no.
Very successful doctor.
He's too good for this. He was too good to drive her to the airport. He actually reprimanded me for dreams. Like, are you crazy? Why are you driving her to the airport? She should go in an Uber. It's like, that's her mother. She's never going to come back if we don't make her feel good. Like, nah, put her in an Uber.
Damn. Ubers are
fancy. I mean, I don't know if he's right. I think he might be right. Driving to the airport from where you live sucks.
It's not great, but she appreciates it. Not great
at all. There's no payoff. It's an hour drive there, sucks there. And then after all that's over, hour drive back.
And you're just
in the worst traffic through Center City, Philadelphia.
And then when you're driving, you're like, it's a beautiful summer day. This is what I'm doing with it. God damn it. Yeah.
Now, this is what's good about not having a ton of money or a fancy house. Mm-hmm. No one really wants to stay.
No one's ever asked to stay at our house. Yeah, it's pretty convenient.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, you can stay in the finished basement. It just flooded, so there's a smell in the carpet. And
there's probably
like,
some mice. Yeah, they're looking for a little bit cool, damp kind of atmosphere in this.
Look, the people who we bought the house from had like two gigantic turtle tanks. Okay, so there's some turtle water on the carpet that kind of, you know, it's moist out. You smell turtles. You smell amphibious creatures. And so that, you know, but I can live with it. I know what the smell is, and I'm not like.
Yeah. So
that's the carpets.
It's a pain in the
ass. We don't really have to fight off guests, is what we're saying.
I mean, I don't the moods. I want to say uncool, and I never even have it. Like, I know it's uncool, and so, like, I don't even want that to happen. But I would, if somebody was going to be in town and they needed a place to stay, I would let them crash. But, like, I wouldn't, like, you're, like, concerned about being a host. Like, I would let them crash.
Yeah, no, you want to be a host. And there's a part of me where I go back to when I was in college, people would visit me a lot, like high school friends would visit a lot. And then post college, like anybody that's coming to town, like, yo, you're staying with me. It's going to be a party. We're going to have a damn good time. And it was great. It was a treat to host people. And then you have a family and it's like, all right, you tell the kids, you guys are going to share a room for this weekend and you better not act pissed off about it. It's going to make everybody feel weird. And then, you know, you tell your wife to like, just be cool. All right. Even if you're pissed off about something, just smile, please. So it's like, it's hard. You have to manage everybody.
But also like you could, you know, like there's a good way to do this, which is like you have, like you set up the couch real nice for them to sleep on. Like, but the couch like right in the middle of the living room, that's right in the middle of everything where people have to walk through, like when they get up for work and whatever, like, and then, you know, they don't ask you again. Like they stay at your brother's.
CG walks through butt naked to the kitchen.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so used to walking around butt naked. It's just me and my wife here.
Sorry, I just get thirsty in the morning. Yeah, no, it's good.
I could see myself drinking the orange juice out of the orange juice container naked, pretending like I'm not realizing, and then they look up and see it. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. We never have company. So it's uncool. It's uncool. Yeah, it was, no, sucks. Like you said, like if you're like college age, post-college age, and then it's a party whenever somebody comes in, that's dope.
Right.
But yeah, when you're like in your 40s, we have such set routines that like it just throws my whole shit off. I'm willing to do it. Like if someone really wants a place to stay and they're cool, I would, but I think I would be a little bit more on edge. You just are. You want to make sure they're happy and they're chill. And like, I definitely would be like, oh, you're eating four eggs. Okay. Like I would, and eggs are like the cheapest food. And I feel like I'd still be
not
like.
Not anymore. Not now that you make us buy the cage-free eggs. They're expensive as fuck.
But guess what? They taste better and the karma's better because they're not tortured chickens dropping eggs. We're eating happier.
I was fine eating the torture chickens until you introduced me to the free ones.
Yeah.
The awkward thing isn't if somebody takes a lot of your food or something. It's just that you notice that their habits are different than yours, and then you can't help but notice, and then you make it weird. Like to me, some people will squeeze out this gigantic mound of ketchup, and it like fucks me up. Like, damn.
You're like, damn, you just fucked up my ketchup.
Right. And they're like, I'm sorry, do you want me to replace your ketchup? I'm like, no, of course not. I'm not upset that you took my ketchup. I'm just like, my sensibilities are thrown off. I'm like, that's just a stupid amount of ketchup nobody should be using. That's what I'm thrown by.
Did someone do this to you recently?
No, I had a roommate back in the day that would like use a half a bottle of ketchup whenever it was ketchup time. And I would always just be like, bro, why don't you use just a little bit and then use it and then just squeeze some more out? Why all the ketchup? Why does it all need to go on the plate immediately? And he'd be like, what the fuck, man? You want me to give you like $2 for ketchup? Like, no, I just don't understand your method. Like, what are we doing? Why are you doing it this way?
I'm like, no, I want you to go to the store with your $2 and buy me a ketchup, because I'm going to have to take your $2 and go to the fucking store again. It does make sense. It's not just bitching. It does make sense. But...
And you're just seeing a person's flaw, and like, people, Jews like me and Koppel, although I don't know if you consider yourself a Jew anymore.
How dare you
call it's me like a Jew. Little neuroses. Like, I remember when you, one of your topics was when people eat on the train. Like, if someone's doing something that's out of pocket and rude and lacks awareness, I think it bothers us almost in like a
Is that a Jewy thing?
What'd you say?
Is that a Jewy thing? I think we're better at turning it into humor than, you know, our counterparts out there in the world. But I think it bothers everyone. There's a social contract.
I get like ticks. Like if someone's doing something that I think's insane, like I just start to like tick a little bit, you know. Today, I was waiting in the car when CG ran into Whole Foods, and this person opens the door, slams into his rental car. And I was like, it triggered me so much. I looked that person in the eyes and I wanted them to know they're a trash person, because there's no need to open your door like that. It was just such a crazy thing. But I think some people can let that stuff go. But some of us were just like, why? Who raised you?
I wasn't there to suplex him onto the hood of the car. I was inside Whole Foods.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that guy's really lucky.
Now look,
but no, I think. Sorry,
there was a guy at our house in college, this same house that we put the lock on the door. But anytime we'd have a party, this same dude, he didn't live in our house. This same dude, be fucking my peanut butter up with his fingers when I come down late night, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And he'd be like, I'm sorry, I get so hungry after I drink, and like it was so pathetic every time. I just let it slide, but like.
You didn't eat out of it again, did you? After
probably not. I don't know.
You definitely did. Yeah, you did. Of course you did.
I don't know. I don't think so. But
yeah, I do.
It was. I mean, but this was a continuous thing. This was like, you know, we knew him, but he was, you know, he wasn't one of our close friends.
No.
But he was invited to a party. He was on the soccer team, and like we were in a soccer frat.
Like, you were in a soccer frat?
A lot of the kids in the frat were on the soccer team.
You played soccer in college?
No, but I was in a frat where a lot of the kids were on the soccer team. So yeah, and so he was down, but like yeah, he had like a problem.
Yeah, peanut butter problem.
Heinous. Okay, we're moving on to the next topic. Okay. This is also couples, and I had to say that because the way I'm going to phrase it, it's like very much like a your opinion statement, but I'm going to say it exactly how you said it. You know a person is awful if instead of referencing a friend from college, they reference a friend from Wharton.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you reached out literally 5 minutes after I heard someone in my office doing that. So I was talking to my friend from Wharton, and it's like, goddamn, dude. Like, it's just obnoxious.
Oh, they're proud. I feel like if I had...
No. You can bring it up in other ways, but if you're saying a friend from college, you do not need to specify which Ivy League college.
Wharton. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I have some people in my life that, like, you see trying to wedge in some brags. And just every day, I'm more amused by it. I'm like, wow, what a douchebag.
I feel like I'm a douche sometimes, especially if he agreed with that. He was like, yes, you don't even know why I'm saying it. I think definitely, especially in the comedy world, I have a tendency to be like shouting out a person's credit, you know? So maybe I'm the douche person who had to hear this PSA from you. Don't do that.
No, I like when you do it.
You do.
Yeah, I like when you do it because it makes me feel big.
Well, I feel like comedians are the most insecure people because they will tell their credits at all times. and just tell you how they killed and tell you who they had a drink with or who they were talking to. And it's always so unimpressive. And then you'll say something like, I was driving in my car. And then you're like, is that a brag? Because like, yeah, most of them are not doing well. Like, but they're bragging about other things that are not impressive. So it's like, all right, we're on different.
No, it can be off-putting when you're like name dropping, whether it's a college name or a person's name. You know, I think some of us comedians can be douchey with it, but I will hear you. And I think I'm going to try to throw less names around. No. Or I'll be like, this is my friend. You might have seen her on Conan. You know what I mean? Like, no, I like actually am bragging for them, you know, but it could come off. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people see me as douchey and I've come to terms with that.
Yeah, you just got to accept that. I think it's endearing when you're bragging on behalf of other people, though. I get excited for my friends, you know, when they're doing something good. They're thriving.
We brag about you because mm-hmm. we think it's very impressive that you have like a stable life and job, like a good family life, but then you're also really funny and free. Because a lot of people can't balance that. Like if they enter that business world and they're successful, it can get really scary to still speak your truth or whatever you call it. Be as wild.
Call it that. Yeah. But you're saying I should probably stop because that. You're making a
no, good point. I think it's awesome. I think otherwise your soul can die if you have to button up so much that, you know, and I feel for people, I get why people do it, but I think it's really cool and unique that you've been able to thrive in that part of your life, but then also come on here and say the funniest shit. It's rare.
Look, I feel bad because I didn't bring this to you earlier, but I have a cool or not cool. It just popped into my head.
Go do it.
I need to do a cool or not cool Audi belly buttons.
Come on, man. That's mean.
It's not big on body shaming.
I think Audis are fucking amazing, dude.
You do? Right.
I've seen dudes with Audis with like 8-packs. Girls with Audis are hot.
Okay.
You never see somebody Audis with an Audi that's in bad shape. Right? Like somebody that's got an Audi has probably got a pretty good core going.
Yeah, like does that mean it was hard to cut because like they were so strong?
Maybe.
Am I jumping to conclusions here? I don't think so. I think it sounds like science.
Yeah, no, that's tight. For sure. But,
I'm doing the condescending over the shoulder tap because I didn't approve of your cool.
I liked it. I thought he came in with a good one.
This is why CG needs to have you on consistently because you really appreciate him in a certain way.
I sure do.
And my wife doesn't.
I was at the swim club yesterday as a guest because things are going great. But I was kind of like remarking, not that I'm proud of scoping out the scene like this, but I was saying to my butt, I'm like, yo, a lot of these dudes are jacked. And of course, our friend Cav just goes, yeah, a lot of them aren't. Of course, a lot of them aren't.
We went to that swim club a couple times this summer and we thought a lot of people were still kicking it, staying cool. They're still funny. We were kind of surprised at how cool the vibe was because, yeah, it's youthful. It's fun. And yeah, there are some hotties on men and women, both.
Okay.
You were pointing out the hotties.
I know that you were pointing them out.
You point out, like you just.
Hot dudes?
Both.
I do point out hot dudes more places. It makes her very uncomfortable. She's like, I don't know.
No, it makes
hot.
Me more uncomfortable. Look at anyone. Because if you were only pointing out the super hot chicks, I'd be like, okay, put your hard penis away. But. But when
I tell Siege the same thing.
Oh God!
Please put your Siege,
put your hard penis away.
Just put it away, seriously, Siege. Inappropriate.
Anyway, I appreciate that you see when there's a good-looking man and woman. It makes me feel less threatened. Like, oh, he's just checking out the scene. I like it. All right, we're getting to the next topic, and I want to shout out our guest John Koppel for picking all of the topics, because my brain just couldn't come up with any this week. So thank you, John.
Mm.
Friday the 13th is coming up. What's a great time you were super scared or should have been scared? Oh yeah, you said something like it doesn't have to be a great time.
No, it's funny because you asked me for things and I just started like speed round throwing things
I was
out.
So grateful.
Yeah, and I said a time that you were scared or should have been scared. And then I looked back at my text and it said great, because sometimes iPhone will just add a word in just to make you look like a douche. I'm like, I don't know. iPhone added great. It made the text weird, but sorry.
I should have taken the great out.
So what? A time. Will you guys go? Because I know what I was thinking.
I know. We just went on a Bigfoot expedition last Sunday. And there were two people that came with us, Sam and Vincent, and they think they saw a Bigfoot. And they were not believers. You know, we were shining this crazy good flashlight and they started making out like a slouched furry shape. And Sam started running. Like she bolted and I started running because I didn't see it, but I just heard them both describing it.
The girl who don't believe it at all. She bolted.
Why were they on this?
She was the one with the flashlight too. We was left in the darkness.
Her dad is the Bigfoot expert. So, and they're just a fun, awesome couple. So like they came, it was good vibes, but yeah, they saw something. Now Sam's a little like, I don't know if I was just scared or, you know, if I saw it, but I was scared because they're describing it and then she's bolting and she's not a believer. So
no,
when she ran,
Kate ran behind her.
With a cane.
Kate didn't see anything, but since someone ran, Kate ran.
I ran because I believe in Bigfoot. I believe in it. And we heard noises and calls because we were making calls to them. So I'm
Kate
on
hasn't
alert.
Run in 10 years,
it's,
dude.
Shut
That's
up.
Amazing.
It's raining.
Honestly, it's what I was thinking. I didn't want to ask. I'm you're
rude.
Running with a cane?
Rude. I ran last summer.
The fear gripped her.
It was scary. I really thought, and like she ran
you
with
start
a
hitting
flashlight.
People with a cane to get out of your way. Just start swinging like, get the fuck out of.
No. Anyway, that's the last time I was scared because I thought we were about to get attacked, even though I think they're friendly towards us. I don't even think, you know, but anyway,
I mean,
that's
real.
Fine.
But yeah, no, if they were to materialize, they'd probably be friendly. A big fan.
I think so.
Yeah.
To us, not to everyone.
Not to everyone, no.
They know our vibes. We come in peace.
Yeah. No, I could say Bigfoot would chill with you guys.
You just wait, Koppel, because you're going to be there chilling with us and Bigfoot. And I'm going to say, remember, Koppel, when you were being sarcastic, like, oh, yeah, I'm sure Bigfoot's going to be your friend. And then you're going to be cracking beers with him.
Oh, goddamn, I
Bigfoot
hope so.
Drinks beers?
Yeah.
He would be an expensive drinking friend because they're very tall. So they would probably need a lot. But yeah, I think that some of them would drink
And
beer.
Bigfoot only drinks like craft beers. Bigfoot's kind of a snob in that way. Like you can't try to give a Bigfoot a Coors Light, see what happens. Smash it right over your head.
No, I feel like a Bigfoot only like will smash a hole in a keg and then just like drink out of the keg with his face. I feel like it's not going to be drinking a can. Like I feel like it's not as civilized.
Yeah. No, I could see
like it'll punch a keg in the side, you know, a keg that's up on a table or something. It punches it in the side, and then it drinks out of the side of the keg.
Yeah,
that's
we'll be hanging
pitching,
out.
I don't know
with Bigfoot, and Bigfoot like picks you up by your feet to do a keg stand, and you're like, Bigfoot, relax. We're just like drinking amongst adults, and Bigfoot's like, go. You're like, fine, Bigfoot.
Then you got
to
do it.
It wasn't supposed to be that kind of party.
There's been times in life when you had to do a keg stand you didn't necessarily want to. It's just another one.
That's fun. I've been forced to do a lot of things I want to talk about.
I feel like a keg stand in your 40s, though, is way riskier. Like, I feel like if some of the beer gets into, you know, like when water goes down the wrong pipe, I just feel like, yeah, you're not as resilient. So keg stands could be dangerous. But I guess not if Bigfoot's holding
it. No, definitely.
You seem like you'd be fun to do a keg stand with, Kate.
It'd be so much fun.
I just don't know if I'm resilient enough, because it could go down the wrong pipe. Like, oh, you're doing it. Yeah,
I would try, but when you do a keg stand, how much are you taking in? Are you taking in like a full beer in one?
Right, this is when you get thrown out of the party, though, with these
Who
questions.
Who invented keg stands? This is so dumb when you
Woodrow
think about it.
Woodrow Wilson invented keg stands in Princeton. He did in the late 19th century.
Know, but it's known.
Does it get you drunk quicker? Like, who's like, let's do a yoga handstand?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not a scientist.
Guy who's about to be president of the United States.
Just now, let me ask you a question, Woodrow. Does taking down 30 ounces of beer within about 45 seconds get you drunk faster?
And then,
good. Yeah.
And then I don't know if this is, you know, this is just random, but we ended up naming our weed smoking spot in Dublin Hunt the Woodrow.
Full circle.
I don't know. We didn't know that it'd be because he was the one who invented the keg stand, but.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did respect his platform at the time, and we thought that his reasons for getting into the First World War made a lot of sense. And the Treaty of Versailles wasn't a high point in world history, but we understand the pressures that he was facing. So, yeah, that
was
a
thought. He's our history expert.
Yeah.
You guys can tune into John Koppel's history podcast. That's next.
Oh, stop. I love when he talks history, which is actually our next topic, but he has to answer when you were super scared or when you should have been.
So I proposed this, and that's when I tacked on the should have been, because like all the times in my life that were scariest, I realized after the fact, like, wow, I should have been scared because of all the times that, you know, stumbling home someplace in New Orleans in a kind of rough neighborhood, that I would get home, be like, wow, a lot of bad things happened here. And I should have gotten mugged. Something bad should have happened. Like that also, after college, I lived in Adams Morgan, DC, which is, it's a neighborhood in DC. And there's some cool bars, restaurants there. I'm a couple blocks off from that little section. And in that area that I would stumble home from at 3 a.m. every Friday and Saturday night is where all kinds of terrible things would happen. And I would stumble home with a jumbo slice of pizza. And that is the biggest tell, because nobody got those jumbo slices of pizza unless they were totally shit-faced. And I would just stagger home with my gigantic pizza.
What do you mean a jumbo? Is it like a quarter of a pie?
Dude, it's like the size of your torso. It was so big. These gigantic slices. And I would just like, oh. Just
so good.
You're making me want pizza so bad.
So like you didn't just sit down on the curb and slam it and then walk home? You'd walk and eat it at the same time?
No, because I didn't like necessarily want people to see me eating the jumbo slice. It's not... I had enough presence of mind to know this isn't a great look.
I remember, I don't know if I told you guys this before, I probably did, but in Mexico on spring break, me and my buddy went out, you know, in the little town, and the hot dog vendor waves him over, my buddy, and he's like, this guy right here, he eat 5 hot dogs sitting right there on the curb. And they were, the hot dogs he sold were hot dogs wrapped in ham and bacon. And my fat ass didn't remember sitting on the curb there slamming 5 of them Mexican bitches. Like 7 pesos a pop, man. Those Johns. I was like, I wonder why I had fucking heartburn this morning. Yeah, dude, that's how they did it. Like wrapped in ham and bacon. And somehow they're still 70 cents.
Wow.
It sounds like you're both protected spiritually.
Yeah. How many do you think you could eat right now before dying? Because I think maybe 1.5.
At this age,
1.
I couldn't even smell it without my whole body regurgitating everything in it.
Honestly, that's how that's. I
But they were so good, I am sure, at the time.
Sounds amazing.
He said I only ordered 1 at a time. But I kept being like, one more, please. One more, please.
coming.
Yeah, I fucking got his kids school clothes that year. That was awesome.
I mean, that's a reason.
That is incredible.
Down there, the money stretches further down there, okay. Baby, okay?
Okay.
I helped him a lot.
I feel like by the third hot dog, you're pounding on your own chest just to get it down. You're like, oh, okay. That sounds incredible.
The good old Joey Chestnut trying to get as many of those down his throat as possible.
Oh, those
okay,
freaks.
So, Koppel.
Yeah.
You are an unabashed American history obsessive, which you have said yourself.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying it's wild to live through a time that you know will be in 1,000 books and that there will be 1,000 books and movies about. So I want to know why in your mind do you feel that's true? I have my own reasons, but I'm curious what yours are.
Oh, I think wherever you fall on the political spectrum, you know, this is just an insane time. It's crazy to have, you know, a president that is running for re-election dropping out about 3 months before the election has never happened before. And then right around that same time, a couple of days before, an attempted assassination whizzing by the former president, running again president, getting a piece of his ear, and then him pumping his fist. Like, bro, I guess I've established I'm not a Trump guy. That was the coolest shit I've ever seen in my life. Oh my, dude, listen, I think that we talked about Air Force One and Independence Day and other cool president movies in the past. That was cooler than anything a fictional president has ever done. I can't believe that this motherfucker in that moment was that badass. I'm like, damn. Dude.
Listen, man, in Independence Day, the president flew a jet fighter plane to go fight the alien ship. He's the president. So like, let's slow it down a little bit. Let's slow it down a little bit here.
That's true. And in Air Force One, he did take down single-handedly a plane full of terrorists.
Wait, was Harrison Ford the president in that?
Yeah.
Was Harrison Ford just on Air Force One at that time?
He was the president.
He was the fucking president?
He was the president, and he John McClane'd that plane.
Wait, yeah. So was he like an ex, you know,
yeah.
Green Beret or some shit?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I like it. I'm going to have to rewatch that, you know, like actually right after we're done the podcast.
Oh, it's the shit. It's okay. You know what's wild about the movie that doesn't hold up that well is the amount of shooting that goes on the plane. Like people just shooting machine guns at each other and they're like, yo, you're on a plane. You're up in the air. Tell me not one of these hit anything other than a person and then it's just stopped cold.
Like, wouldn't it just take just one to go through and then, like, the cabin's depressurized?
Yeah.
Everybody's, like, implodes and their internal organs implode? Or, yeah. Is that what happens? I don't know. I'm just making this up here, but it sounds...
Not according to the movie. No. You just shoot at everyone.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Just unlimited machine gun rounds inside the plane.
So, that's anyhow, historically, it's a wild time.
Action movies used to just be, like, fuck it. Like,
fuck it.
We're going crazy.
Uh-huh.
They still have that element. Like, what were we watching? Where everything has so much action.
I haven't seen one in a while where somebody gets machine gunned, like, 40 bullets as they shake and their arms are out to the sides and their arms are shaking like this. I haven't seen that in a while, and I need to.
My favorite one of those is in Tropic Thunder. When Ben Stiller goes, cook, cook, cook.
Yeah,
you remember the slow motion Tropic Thunder? Kind of
that's actually
of that.
The most recent one, probably.
It was the best.
They stopped doing that move in the movies. Somebody thought it was too unrealistic.
Yeah.
Not me.
So anyhow, yeah, it's just such a crazy time. I think it's, it's.
We may have our first female president.
I just hope I'm gone before the movies come out. What's that?
Oh, you won't have to watch them. I mean, you probably didn't see the movie. There were movies about George W. Bush. You know, you didn't watch those.
I did actually. I watched Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, and he was they had him at the end of that. He smoked with Harold or Kumar. I can't keep him straight. But I mean, so
I didn't see that one.
see, I didn't know
but
if you
that's it's
were.
pretty it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I thought you might be
Sounds
talking
it.
about the fact that aliens, you know, the Pentagon said that UFOs and aliens are here. So I thought maybe that was also what you're talking about in the history books when we made contact. We
It's
haven't
an
made contact yet in a certain way. Well, I think they have with the government, but I didn't know if you were referencing any alien stuff.
it that's one of those weird things that within the past 5, 6 years, there's been more evidence than ever before brought to light about aliens and people in high-ranking positions saying, you know, there's actually all this intelligence, and people are like, yeah, no, we'll get to that later. Like it seems like the assassination attempt has already been forgotten. They're like,
We move
no,
on quickly.
we move, there's too much happening.
Life is so rigorous and hard. Like everyone's just trying to pay their bills, raise their kids or their pets or whatever keep up with the gym. That it's like, okay, aliens are here, but does it mean I don't have to pay my water bill? No. So like people just are focused on surviving the day or the week.
Yeah, people are like, yeah, but have you seen Emily in Paris yet? Because I got shit to do. Like,
Yes.
yeah, who am
Is
I to
that a
say what
movie?
people should? I think it's a show. I haven't seen
It's a
it. I think
show. I haven't
it's
seen it. Yeah.
not yet.
Not
So,
yet.
how am I gonna keep up with the alien stuff?
Now, couple, next topic. Events they should have at the 2028 Olympics.
You
Well, they're
gotta
taking out breakdancing thanks
beatboxing,
to.
beatboxing.
Oh, shit.
I want to see a championship beatbox.
Well, that's a gold automatic for us. Not you and I.
Well, I was thinking for like me and you specifically, but you meant America.
Well, maybe you and I should go. You want to go first?
I don't. I don't. I
No,
can't even pretend to do it. I
I
can't even
can't.
do it funny because I'd be so bad at it. That
That was me, Kate, by the
was all
way.
right. That was I was about to spit some bars actually, and I never spit bars before in my life.
Really?
Have I ever spit bars?
You never have?
Never.
I used to freestyle back in the
No
day.
drug or alcohol has ever got me fucked up enough that I tried to spit bars.
Oh.
I
Wow.
don't think.
I wish I could say the same. Because I
Ah!
don't think my
Ah!
results were great, but you know, it all depends on who you're with. You're with other corny white dudes and you get out like a couple of lines, they're like, oh yeah, and they sound like that when you do it too. It doesn't even, no part of it sounds cool.
I don't think I was ever hanging out with some really cool black dudes who were freestyling ever.
No, you've hung out with
We
really
had
cool
them on
black guys,
the
but they don't want to
podcast.
freestyle with us.
Oh, well, no, okay,
No, we
no.
have though. And he
I
was
mean,
so
no,
good.
he was awesome, but he was a singular. I was picturing me hanging out with a bunch of black dudes who could all freestyle. And then finally, like, I got in my zone because it was like the right
Right.
place to be. That's never happened. But I feel like if that happened, I'd rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
I think you could be good.
Like
You're
eight
really good
mile.
at your
I'd start
R&B.
saying all the stuff that they were going to say about me. I'd be like, yeah, I'm tall. And sometimes I'm goofy. And they're like, oh. And then when they, you know, when it's their turn to go, they just drop the mic because they all the stuff that they wrote, they couldn't say it because I said it already.
You'd 8 mile
Eight
them.
mile.
Yeah, no,
Yep.
that's the shit.
I know how to do it now because of that movie. Like, if you try to do me like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if this ever happened, I'd win.
You
I
have to
just
do
have
your
never done it
research.
before.
You have to know who went to a private school other than you.
Could have become in high school like a Christian rapper. That would have been real tight.
That would have been, yeah, people respect that.
Go to one of those
So,
Young Life meetings that everyone went to, and you're like, check out this rap about Jesus, you know?
about purity.
I don't gotta curse and I don't gotta get my dick wet. I just gotta be the best Christian.
Oh, that didn't. That
That was pretty good.
was
It was
good.
close. It was close to a rhyme.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was ill. I dug it. So, all right, here's a few things. Now they're making room because breakdancing's out of the Olympics. By the way, did you guys follow the Olympics and that ray gun story?
Listen,
yes.
Before we go into that, if you saw the other breakdancing, it was totally worth it being an Olympic sport. I didn't know motherfuckers could breakdance like that. That shit was
so good.
Crazy. And they were going for like so long. But
watching them go and then her go was so fucking funny.
I didn't see like when that happened. I was just starting to see outtakes and was like, this is real. At first I thought it was like a weird like Polish dude. Or something, you know what I mean? Like that you'd see in a movie, like you'd see like the dude from Napoleon Dynamite play that character and then like come out and breakdance. But yeah, that was fucking crazy, man.
She
yeah.
did the Ray Gunn did a kangaroo hop. Incredible. That was my favorite move.
So dope.
It's the best.
Kangaroo hop.
Yeah, we might gotta do a video of us breakdancing, battling each other.
I mean,
if we could bring the attitude she had, she came off that kangaroo hop like, what's up now?
Yeah, she was like,
kept doing what's up now, arms. Dude.
She kept pointing to her, like, to the Australia thing on her. She would do like an ill, and I'm saying ill, like in quotes, which doesn't even make sense.
Sarcastic,
it was an ill.
Yeah.
She'd do a move that was really corny and then like point at like the Australia thing. Like, she just fucking killed it. Yeah, that kind of confidence. I do think that was white privilege, you know, and I'm not the first one to say that, but I think she created a committee. This is what I heard. She created the committee that like voted on who went to the Olympics. So she,
I think her husband was on the committee or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And
so
she was,
I mean,
like, she has a PhD
bullshit.
In like dance and cultural studies. And it was lady,
there were some
sit
moves
down.
There, no, she did some moves in there though that I couldn't fucking do. Actually.
Yeah, but that doesn't bring you to the
Olympics. No, it doesn't bring you to the Olympics unless Australians don't fucking break dance. I don't
I'm
know.
Sure,
maybe other
that
people,
somebody
saw,
on that gigantic island was better than her. She couldn't do it.
No, definitely, but they didn't invite them to try out. They didn't know, like, you know, little Z from Melbourne. Like, they didn't know.
Because she kind of rigged it a little, sounds like, at least for her spot.
I think it was funny that, like, so everyone's making fun of her and all the memes were wonderful. And then you would see a lot of people posting online diatribes about like, this is white privilege and she should be ashamed of herself. You're like, all right, dude, stop. It's just a fun story. Like, you don't need to.
I kind of agree.
It's
write
fun,
a dissertation.
She made such
it.
She's been punished already. She made such an ass of herself in front of the world. That was so hilarious. I remember that for decades to come. Might be the best part of the Olympics. So,
and you know what? She did a favor to the breakdancing community because a lot of people said, like, this is offensive to the whole community. It's like, you know what? She's the most famous breakdancer ever. Oh. And people that make fun of her are also being redirected through the algorithm to see good breakdancing. So, like, it's actually raising the profile of breakdancing.
She got it removed from the Olympics. Like, they're not doing it again.
I mean, that's pretty fucked up. that's so fucked up. But, like, who made that decision? Like, you know what? We ain't even doing this shit again. Like, this bitch right here, we ain't even doing this again. That's their fault. You
so
didn't have
proud.
To do all that. Like, Australia fucked up. Ban them for next year or something. But
that reminds me of my late brother at his old company Christmas party. They had a, like, you know, on the riverboat type of like celebration thing. And I think he brought some weed and got fucked up with some like other employees and people operating the boat and stuff. And they got caught and the company never had that thing again. And when I found out years later that he did that, I was like, that's my guy. There you go. Over.
If you make it so like they can't
even do it,
a civilized event anymore. They're like, no, we don't even host that event anymore. Like, it got fucked up.
Yeah, Koppel's brother ended it. So these are some things that I want to add to the Olympics in 2028. Number one, pickleball. We need some pickleball. It's the fastest growing sport in America. It's so much fun. I want singles pickleball. I want doubles pickleball. I want maybe a 60 and over pickleball. Some
we don't need all that,
so
but we
good.
Do need the first two things you said, because listen, if it is like a sport and it's everywhere now and it's catching fire, they turned all the tennis courts in the town to fucking pickleball courts. It's like taking over. We got to see what somebody who like fucks you up looks like. what like an Olympic pickleball player looks like.
John Cockle.
So you can know, no, but so we can know like exactly. So we can know what we're trying to get, you know, where we're trying.
The ratings for pickleball, Olympic pickleball, through the roof. So many people watch pickleball. They want to see America take home the gold in pickleball.
Wait, people watch pickleball's on TV now?
Pickleball's on TV. Oh, now, wow. I don't watch it, but it is on TV. But if it's Olympic, I'll watch it. Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, I mean, listen, I'm not as excited about you with the hell yeahs and stuff like that, but I do think it should happen.
So but we agree it's an amazing idea. So I have another one for you now. All right. So that's the old person sport that I propose. Gaga. You ever play Gaga?
Isn't that a Jewish sport? Didn't you, the kids, yeah, the kids from your camp, the camp. Jewish camp.
My kids,
what's that again?
Kids love Gaga. There's like a little, it's like a little octagon, all right, where there's walls that go up around it that are about 3.5 feet tall or so. And like kind of a volleyball type of thing that you toss in there and you hit the ball with your fist. And when the ball hits somebody below their waist, they're out. But then if they catch the ball, you're out. And it's just bedlam. And if you talk to anybody under the age, like 11 and under, like Gaga is
their favorite
thing. Any
Jewish kid 11 or under knows what Gaga is.
My kids will fuck you up if you call them a Jew. And they
love themselves Jewish, John.
It's like,
you can't just say they're all Christian just because the mom's Christian. You can't just turn them like that. They're still Jewish, John.
In fairness to my kids, they're the ones that try to remind me. They're like, I'm part Jewish. And I'm like, no, we've come a long way. No, <we're not."
laughs> I definitely remember you guys teaching us Gaga back in the day.
It's
Olympic
so much
sport?
Fun.
I think it's too small for like grown men to play that sport.
Well, yeah. Maybe they'll have, you know, they modify it a little bit.
Do you have any others, Koppel?
Yeah, no. So you loved that one too.
Gaga sounds like some bullshit, but no. I like these though. This is a good time, man. Tell me more.
All right. Here's another one. Kind of a broad idea. Feats of strength. Okay. There are so many different ways to compete where it's like, did you guys watch or Siege? Did you watch the World's Strongest Man competitions? You remember they used to be on ESPN too? I want some strongman from our country carrying a goddamn boulder against somebody from all the other countries. You know, I want to see that.
No, what's cool about that is that these are all really strong dudes. And like for some reason, somebody can pull a train car faster on a rope than this other guy who can throw a keg higher than this motherfucker. Like it's all different types of strength. So we need to know who the strongest motherfucker who can pull a tugboat is. I know what you mean, man.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like that kind of is the spirit of the ancient, you know, Greece initial Olympics. Like who's strong, who can do. And so I want that type of stuff.
I feel like we should have weird things too, like kind of circus acts, like who can masturbate the fastest.
Oh.
And they all have to like do it like you're like ready, go. And like the gun goes off.
That's porn.
And then, no, they'll be covered. But then the covering will show semen. But once there's semen on it, the covering will show semen.
Feels very inappropriate.
So you know who, sometimes there's a photo finish.
Steve.
It was like, I am so proud of my nephew, 12 and a half years old.
Dude,
just
you know how
gold.
Much focus it would take? You know how much
you
focus?
Have to block
There's
it
a
all
whole
out.
Stadium watching you. That's what I'm saying. You'd have to be the Zen fucking master to get that done. And then you're competing against
Zen
people,
masturbator.
the fastest in the world next to you.
I don't want to watch this.
How about an American Ninja Warrior type of thing where it's like a parkour type of course where you're right and just seeing who can get through it the fastest? No, yeah, I know it's dope. I think that would be sick too. So, you know, just come to me with more Olympic event ideas. But I think we've given like 8 of them. So as long as like at least 5 or 6 make it.
Can I do one last topic before we wrap up?
Yes.
So, okay. So Kamala's VP, I'm sure you don't know this, is Tim Walz. That's who's running, right?
Who doesn't know?
Okay, good, good. Okay. Now, at the DNC, all right, the Democratic National Convention, he gave this beautiful speech about how he was able to have kids and infertility treatments, and his kids were really like, they were clapping, and his son, who's 17 and has autism, was crying. And I didn't even know he was on the spectrum. Like, he was just emotional. It was a beautiful moment. And Ann Coulter and I believe some other Republicans were calling him weird, because Democrats have been calling Republican behavior weird. So they were trying to be like, oh, and that's not weird. But they didn't know, because they've backpedaled, that he had autism. So I just wanted your thoughts on how you felt about it, because they did apologize, because they said, we didn't know that that was the case. I think making fun of any kid or just anyone crying is ridiculous, because emotion is not negative, but they definitely fucked up. Like, you make fun of a kid with autism, you're canceled, in my opinion.
Well, I'm sure she's not canceled, but I'm with you in that it's fucked
she
up.
She shouldn't be.
Yeah, well, but this is the thing. It's
not
like,
even for that comment, just like, right, her stances in general.
The mixed incentives that you get. I mean, my mother-in-law has like a half a shelf of Ann Coulter books at her house, and they're all called like demonic. They're all like, basically her whole career is just saying wild shit about people that she disagrees with. And it's not just the leaders. It's like, that's the problem with these progressives. They're demon spawn. And you're like, Jesus, dude. So, I mean, like, yeah, at some point, if you never get checked from acting like that, you're going to go too far and be like, oh, whoops, my bad. I'm just going to continue saying the other crazy shit I was saying. Had to test the waters a little bit. But like, yeah, it's fucked up. Like, sure, what if he wasn't on the spectrum? I mean, he's nonverbal, right? I mean, I think he's, you know, and I don't know if you saw the footage. It was the sweetest thing. I mean, he just, like, he was really proud of his dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree. I was touched at a wedding I went to over the summer. One of our friends started crying, you know, just touched by the moment. And he wasn't like ashamed or didn't feel weird about it. And it kind of blew my mind, because I was like, that's sweet. He doesn't feel embarrassed, not that he should. And it's like, that the emotional maturity of that is really cool. And I think that everybody was kind of feeling the same way, like, wow, you're the man. He's just crying, and that's fine.
It's so brave. I like it. When he
it's
gets
a safer world, because there's a lot less bullying now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because bullying's frowned upon now. It's a hard world for bullies, though.
I agree. And you know what? I do think there's a place in the world for shame. And I think that you can call people out on bullshit. And I think that the world still should call each other out for their bullshit. But like, let's hone it a little bit. Like, somebody getting emotional and crying is one of those things where I feel like the opposite, like the bullying would have been turned on its ear. Like, if anybody said anything to our friend, they'd be like, yo, what are you so insecure about? You're upset that he's crying.
Right.
Like, what the fuck's your problem?
Sometimes, you know? Even I think, like, watching The Bachelorette, I'll look over and it'll be like a legitimately emotional, deep moment where someone's sharing their childhood wounds. But I'll see you, Siege, get a little emotional. And I
How
like it.
How dare you? That's
I like
private.
It.
That's private. When we watch Love is Blind or The Bachelorette or what's the other one? MILF Island.
MILF Manor.
MILF Manor. And I start to tear up a little bit. That's our business.
I'm sorry, but I like it.
It's not the audience's business.
I like that you're moved by certain things. He's not crying in like at like frivolous moments. They sound like frivolous shows. But
no, it sounds like emotionally heavy moments in your life.
MILF Manor had some serious bangers in there. So I'm not going to lie to you, man. There were some really tense moments, some really beautiful moments.
Love Island. I'll be on TikTok and a Love Island clip will come on and I'll get emotional watching one of the girls get really upset. I think being moved emotionally as a man or a woman is really nice. Like, you want to know that person's not a sociopath. They still feel things. It's beautiful. So,
because Tanya said her D cups was more like C cups.
Oh my God.
What? Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's not a moment you cry at.
Maybe, who knows? It depends how worked up they get. I am very
things get real on Mills Manor.
If someone else is expressing emotion, I like copy it. So if they're happy, I smile. If they're sad, I'm sad. You know, so TV can fuck a person like that up.
You're impressed.
I do that with accents. I'm talking to people, a bunch of people from the South. Before you know it, I'll have the shitty draw. And yes. They'll be like, why are you pretending to be from Nashville? Stop it.
I do the same. It's fun too. Not everyone appreciates.
I bring things back from other places like that, like down South. Like, I say y'all up here because I like y'all so much.
Me too. So I went to University of Maryland, Southern way. And it like seeped into my vocabulary, and I don't want it to go. I love y'all.
Mm.
The word and y'all.
So is the question then whether we need to get rid of Ann Coulter?
I mean, not really. She's not going anywhere, I guess.
It wasn't really a question formulated.
I just wanted
to adjust.
Yeah, I feel like we shared our opinions. It was more of that. I think, Gus, that's his name. I thought it was a beautiful moment. I didn't even need to know that he had autism for me to be okay with his crying. I didn't think there was anything weird. I thought it was a really beautiful moment. Like, your dad's running for vice president and he's saying how you and your sister are his world, and he meant it. Like, that is so sweet, to be loved like that. So I didn't think it was weird. I did like the backlash that she felt, because people, like, she wants to come at certain things. I'm sure there are a ton of things she can pick from. I mean, politicians are weird no matter what party they're in. I still think Trump's obviously the weirdest right now, but she just picked the wrong shit because she's a little
lost.
To
be that powerful, the weird level of narcissism that all of them have, I don't think that these are necessarily relatable people. It's funny how, the old George W. Bush thing of like, he seems like someone I could get a beer with. It's like, dude, grow up. Like, anybody that wants to run the free world isn't a good hang. It's just, that's not what you should be voting based on. Like, hopefully they're a decent, person that has good morals.
Kamala seems cool because she's a good laugher. So we could be really funny, and I feel like she'd give us a good hearty laugh. And we're always desperate for that admiration.
So desperate.
I think we'd love it.
So desperate.
I think, so Rosie O'Donnell, a few years ago, you remember she said something about Barron Trump being odd or not quite right, and everyone killed her for it. So it's weird when someone tries to do their version of it. It's like, this isn't going to work. Nobody's
go
okay
after
with
kids.
It.
It's so unnecessary. Yeah. And like, Barron seems great to me. I obviously don't know the kid, but it's like, don't attack that. It's just a low thing to do on either side. I'm not into it.
No, it's, I think because like the Hunter Biden and all the Trump kids were so high profile. And I think in weird ways, it wasn't wrong that they weren't considered off limits. There's so many negatives I just threw in there. But they weren't off limits because, like, hey, if you're going to be part of your dad's cabinet, essentially, or Hunter Biden, if you're going to be trading on your family name to be on a board of, like, a foreign energy company, like, let's take a closer look at that. It's not unfair.
That's appropriate.
Like, well, that doesn't mean that, like, all right, let's make fun of candidates' kids now.
Right. Like, there has to be, you have to have some morals and some boundaries. Politics can get dirty, but I'm glad that the world is coming after certain types of bullies. It makes me feel good.
What percentage of people do you think right now would trade lives with Barron Trump?
A lot.
And just like, you don't have your life anymore. You get to be Barron Trump. You get, your soul gets put in his body.
I think a ton would.
90%+.
Okay.
Would you see?
Totally.
See,
I mean, you know, if something happened,
you would leave, and then who? Baron's in your body, and now I'm married to like the soul of like.
Well,
like
that's sick. How it works, baby.
That's sick.
That's how. Well, there's no other way. To,
really insulting.
There's no other way to do it. Science.
Do you think that Baron has like a good business acumen, though? Like, if his soul was put into Siege's body, he would just before you know it, he's making like half a million a year.
I wouldn't have to work anymore. But I'm not even going along with this because that's fucking pedophilia. Because a child would be a child's soul.
Is he still under 18?
But now he's got a monster sized man dick.
Ew, you're disgusting. I don't know why this was the go-to topic in this.
Sorry, I was just, while you guys were talking about real politics, my brain was going other places. I apologize. It happens sometimes.
He hates talking politics.
No, it's okay.
Like,
no,
how can I make
this? This is his version of talking politics.
Yeah. This is talking politics. We're talking politics right now. And I love it.
It's not. You made like a Freaky Friday pedophilia version question.
You, Basically, you said
you would trade lives. Which means you're not my husband anymore.
No, but you didn't. You kept talking when I said, if something terrible happened to you.
That's even worse because you're like setting up. You're like, if she was mangled, like, thanks. Thanks for your
fantasy. I didn't mean like,
Siege could be like 18 again, but this time a billionaire. And really get like a fresh start.
Go fuck yourself.
I can come find you as Baron.
Nah, divorced. Divorced to the you with barren soul, divorced there, and divorced to the real you in the soul. Because I'd be like, you abandoned ship.
No, but I would come as barren and I'd whisk you away.
No, that's disgusting. Not? That's pedophilia. I don't know why.
How old is he now?
He's like 17 himself.
He's close.
I'm like that.
You're being sick, and I don't like it. I don't. You're shut down.
Have you guys explored the possibility of I've seen too many movies, but if you were ever accidentally switched with somebody else's body, like Freaky Friday or Big or something, and then there's always that scene of the movie where you have to convince the person that you are who you say you are. Mm-hmm. And other than Josh Baskin's friend in Big, it never works. They never believe you, but they have the song that only the two of them knew the song. Like, do you know what you would tell your spouse to get them to know that you are actually who you said you are?
I totally do. I don't think I can say it on the podcast.
Well, no, because then you'd ruin it. Then anybody could be like, Siege, and I got switched. But you have a plan. I think it's important.
Well, listen, you're saying that I ruin it if this ever happened. Like, I feel like the odds of this really happening and
less than 20%.
And someone listened to my podcast, and that was the person I got switched with.
He came to me and was like, you have really low energy levels during coitus. I'd be like, Siege, is that you?
Siege, it is you.
Oh my God, Siege, no one else knows that.
No. You'd be like, every time before we have sex, you let me know you have low energy levels and can't be on top. I'd be like, oh my God, only Siege would know that.
Siege, I love you so much.
Because I break the news to him every time.
Like I already know this. Like, it's, you know, it's a thing. It's an ongoing thing. Like, every time she tells me.
No offense, but I think I could have guessed that. I could have taken. Let me guess. You don't have the energy to be on top. Yeah.
It's a sad life.
It's me, Siege.
I have such a hot husband, but I have really horrible Lyme disease, so I can't give it my all these days. I mean, I have a good bod, so that counts for something, but I'm definitely not doing
I never needed anybody to like do the work. Like, why? I don't know why she thinks that's a thing. Like, I wasn't expecting you to like do all the work. Like, I'll do the work.
It's I'll good work because your energy levels are on point, so okay. I love that you're cool doing the work. And I love that you're vanilla. I don't like people who need to bleed in order to come. Like, I don't, yeah. It's not my thing. And
I even love that you don't get hard all the way. Like, it's fine.
I didn't, he does. That's horrible.
I love that you cry afterwards. All right.
I don't cry anymore.
Things are going
I never
well.
Did with him.
Well, hold on. How hard do you think your boner gets compared to how hard it could actually get on like all sorts of shit? Say you took a handful of Viagras. That is the
that's
max.
That's a nightmare.
That's
100%. That's a trip
right?
to the ER. And like, that's like what a lot of these porn wieners look like. Like, they don't look healthy. It looks like someone shot them up with something. And it's about like their inner wiener is about to shoot out of their outer wiener.
Do they give them a shot in the wiener before the...
I don't know what they do, but they don't look healthy usually. And the way they have sex is like too athletic. It's like, that is a UTI.
What are you watching?
I don't watch porn anymore, but I was just watching the typical shit. You click on it, it's like, oh, and it's like, that's not, it's just not how I want that, you know. But some people, it's their workout, or maybe it's their emotional therapy. Like some people like the S&M kind of stuff. I just, it's not for me.
So it's, I don't know. It's kind of like you just get used to what you've got. So I always assume that I'm working with the same type of equipment that I was working with for my whole adult life. But you think that like you're not at 100%? Is that the question?
100% is like how much can your penis take to grow? And you would only know that on like drugs. You know what I mean? Where 100%. So I would think a full on when you're not on anything is like 80%.
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting topic.
You always push it to
the
limit. You know, this is like you work out hard, and I like probably don't think I'm probably not as mindful about it. I'm like, yeah, no, I gave it my all. And you're probably like, I don't think I gave it my all. You know, it's the same attitude of like, no. How about like if I really took it?
He gives it his all. He gives it.
I know you do. See, I'm proud of you, buddy.
Just like he does at the gym. Like he's just. He's a very in shape, energetic person. I would love some of his energy levels to infuse into my body, but it is what it is. He's been through a lot. He can have energy levels. And as long as he's cool, then I'm not doing a lot of work.
Nobody needs like an extremely active female as their partner.
No, it's, I wish I had more energy, but like.
It's nice to feel loved sometimes. Like, okay, you're gonna do the thing. Yeah, like that's good.
Without the lady getting like a severe leg cramp or foot cramp. You know what I mean?
She's like, oh God! Oh God, not again! Can bend it back! Oh God, tighten up! I need some potassium!
Okay. Thanks for the hard lisp. You're a sweetie. All right, Koppel, we're gonna wrap this up. So
this was delightful.
Definitely.
Where can people find you?
They can't find me. Don't fucking look for me.
Please, peaks_podcast on Instagram.
And you can find me on Invasion of Privacy again in about a month or so.
Like every other episode?
Apparently, I'm the guy that they can get. Not that I'm any better
than
anyone else.
That's not true, and it's not what I said at all.
You didn't explain it very well.
I didn't say that even. That's what he was saying. It's not hard to get guests. You're easy because it just flows. You're both of our like besties.
She's like, listen, your numbers are solid, but actually every other person who's ever come on the podcast numbers are solid.
No, some guests get lower.
The
tip
when you are the guest is not that bad. So therefore we'll just have you come on and like, we can tread water until we get a good guest to come on the following.
That's
week.
Not what I said.
You're a good backup plan that we'll call if the other guest cancels.
That's not what I said at all. No. I genuinely, there's an ease in a good way. It flows, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm just fucking around. I love being on the cast. I love tanking your numbers.
You definitely.
Yeah. But see, you
no,
know what?
You're,
pretty soon
you're
we'll all
solid,
get together and we'll
dude.
Talk off the cast, which is like, frankly, I think usually better. No offense. I just feel like we bring our A games even more when it's not being recorded. And then I could see it in your eyes that it bothers you, Kate. You're like, damn, the show.
No, I think like when you're recording, it's just a different energy. Like if no one's recording you, you can say the craziest shit. I would love to get there one day where I'm not scared of being canceled and we can just say whatever the fuck But in this day and age, and I'm not trying to say we say anything really crazy.
I mean,
but like, yeah, I try to have some privacy, even though this is invasion of privacy. I've become more and more aware of the importance of boundaries and not sharing everything.
When you named it, it was invasion of the guest privacy, right? Not your own.
It was supposed to be like guests are getting an insight into, you know, our thoughts for that hour. You know, like you're able to see what they're into and what they're doing. And then Cardi B named her album that years later, and then it kind of lost its cool a bit because then it sounded like I copied Cardi B. And I didn't know.
Believe it or not, I don't have that album.
But you're not a big Cardi fan?
I got nothing against Cardi. I just didn't know that she had an Invasion of Privacy album.
And then I had a rap song when I went through my rap phase, which I hope comes back. I had a rap song called WAP before she did, but it stood for Whack Ass Pussy. And it was a diss track. So it's not very nice of me. So I'm glad.
And you're dissing Cardi B.
What'd you say?
Who were you dissing on that track?
It was just, I don't want to say because they didn't earn it. They didn't deserve it. It was me dissing someone, and it was me being wounded and getting it out in a certain way. But when Cardi suddenly had a WAP song and it was Wet Ass Pussy, I was like, now that's positive. I'm glad she took it because she was like celebrating vaginas, you know, and it was a great song, way better than mine. And I, yeah.
You're making me want to listen to some Cardi B because that's worth celebrating.
She's good, dude. Like, she's one of the strongest rappers out there for sure. I would love to meet her one day because obviously we're in some similar belief system. So I would love to hang with Cardi.
I feel like she'd have you stabbed because she thought you were an undercover cop.
Why? Because my personality's like uptight? Yeah. That's so rude.
I feel like you'd ask a lot of invasive questions.
No, I wouldn't. Well, we would be...
Are you going to... Would you tell her the whack-ass pussy thing? I would... maybe that's more of a second conversation thing. I don't know that... I wouldn't lead with it, but you know what you're doing.
I think Cardi would have to know, like, my podcast is Invasion of Privacy. You named your album that. And then I would say, yeah, I had a song called WAP. And then you did. I wouldn't be saying that she copied me. Somehow we were in a similar river of thoughts and inspiration, but I think she would have to know that I am her soul sister. And then maybe we could write a sick rap together and I'd bring her down with my skills. But
I think this is all good, like hour two conversation. I just wouldn't lead with it, but
I think you're right. You know, I think you're right. So hopefully I would have better etiquette to not start with that.
But yeah, maybe. But
you never know. It depends on my mood.
Or you can just come right in like, Cardi, I got these really good ideas. Maybe we need a collaboration.
No, yeah, I would take it easy. I would try to.
I like Topples talking to a rapper voice. If you like met a rapper and was going to talk to that rapper and get hype about it, that's the voice he would use. I loved it.
Yeah, no, I've workshopped it and that's what I landed on.
All right, guys. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Koppel, for joining us.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Peace.